Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great generosity and love towards us, and we pray that as we turn to your word now, you would fill us with gratitude and help us to appreciate afresh your grace. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, can I ask what celebrations you have been a part of? Maybe there's been a big birthday when you're aware of having got through many challenges. Or a family get-together after someone's been away or maybe got better from an illness. Celebrations are often most meaningful when things have been bad or challenging and then things have got better or improved. Now we see this in relatively unimportant things like sporting victories. So the England cricket team beating Australia this summer seemed especially sweet because they'd been thrashed the last time that they'd played. Or North Ferriby United coming back from 2-0 down to win the FA Trophy last spring. Sadly, couldn't be matched by the England Rugby Union team last night. Well, when things improve, or we can look back and see how we have been rescued or delivered from something, there can be a sense of relief, joy, and gratitude. Well, something like this seems to be the background to our Bible reading in Psalm 65. It's on page 576 if you want to have it open. Now, we're not sure exactly what had happened, but it seems that the people of God, 3,000 years or so ago, had a lot to be grateful for. Verse 1, "Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed, O you who hear prayer. To you shall all flesh come." They sing, "You are worthy of praise and thanks, O God. Praise is due to you." What they say is effectively, "We're almost lost for words because of you." Well, why? Well, this great song written by King David celebrates that God provides. And that, of course, is at the heart of the meaning of harvest time. Well, we see first of all from the reading that God provides for us physically. Now, David writes poetically, describing what God does to make it possible that the conditions are just right for life and for food to be provided. So God is, verse 6, "the one who by his strength established the mountains." Verse 7, "who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, the tumult of the peoples." He has great strength. So verse 9, "you visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain." And verse 11, "you crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance." There is so much that we enjoy in this world. And the truth of it is, of course, that most of us have so much food that our challenges are not usually about where we shall get our food or whether there's enough, but simply choosing what we would prefer to eat. Now, it may be that the people at the time who first sang this song had gone through some kind of drought or a time when food was hard to find, but they are reminded that it is God who has worked to provide for human needs. So verse 9 again, "you visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance." See, the created world is so full of good things because God has provided. Indeed, there is so much altogether that the things that God has made are described as putting on clothes in order to celebrate. Verse 12, "the pastures of the wilderness overflow, the hills gird themselves with joy, the meadows clothe themselves with flocks, the valleys deck themselves with grain, they shout and sing together for joy." Now, harvest is a good time to remember that God provides for our physical needs in so many ways and to express our gratitude to him. And of course, it's also a time to think about how we can contribute to the needs of others. God gives so much to us, and so we can share. And today, as part of our Harvest Sunday, we have an offering to support the work of Tear Fund, as they help provide for people in need in developing countries abroad. And also we're collecting actual food, breakfast cereals and apple juice and so on, to support the work of Youth for Christ in Le Boulevard in Hull. Well, Psalm 65 reminds us how God provides for us in giving us enough food to eat. But there's another great need that this psalm shows God meets. The psalm begins, "Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, because he provides for our physical needs, but also because God provides for our spiritual needs." In verse 3 of the psalm we read, "When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions." Now, it seems that the first singers of this song were especially aware that they had let God down in some way. They were aware that they had iniquities. They were guilty before God and deserved the blame for what they had done wrong. Of course, the Bible is clear that all of us have the same problem. We have all come up short when it comes to living for God. We're not grateful for what he gives so often. We fail God by making things more important than him. And we break or transgress his laws and rules. Well, King David, when he realizes this, says for himself and representing all the people, "Iniquities prevail against me. Sins overwhelm me." Now, that is sobering news. But that is not how the verse ends. Verse 3, "When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions." You see, David knew that God could forgive him. God could treat him as if he had not been ungrateful towards him. God could treat him as if he had not made things more important than God. God could forgive him for breaking his rules and laws. Instead of being overwhelmed by sins, God can forgive or atone for them. Now, David must have wondered how God could atone for sins, how the totally pure and just God could let people off. But of course, as we read this psalm, we know that 1,000 years after King David, another king came into the world. A king who was always faithful to God the Father. And a king who, through his death, could fully atone for the sins of others. Of course, that king was Jesus. Now, the word atone is an interesting one. It is two other words brought together at one. So to atone means to see two things that were separate brought together to be at one. Now, the word that's translated atone here in Psalm 65 is linked to a familiar one to us from our Holy Communion service from 1 John chapter 2. "If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins." Propitiation means the removal from us of God's just anger against us for our sins. Now, our sins, our lack of thanks to God and our breaking of his laws and turning away from him, separate us from God. And as we say in the confession at Holy Communion, provoke most justly his wrath and indignation against us. But through Jesus' death on the cross, God paid the price for our sins. God in Jesus took the blame that others deserved. God bore in himself his own just anger against sin. Verse 5 speaks of God, the God of our salvation, the God of rescue. And that is because through Jesus we can be forgiven and treated as if we hadn't sinned. We can be rescued and brought back to God. We can be made at one with him. "When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed, happy is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. Through Jesus, we can know God's undeserved love and enjoy being with him. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. Well, I wonder who needs to be reminded of what God has provided for our spiritual needs as we hear his word this morning. Well, we began with the idea of celebrations. And what we see here and what we've been thinking about this morning is that we have more reasons to celebrate and to be thankful than anyone. God provides for our physical needs, especially we think of him providing for our food. And God provides for our spiritual needs through Jesus. When iniquities prevail against us, God has atoned for our transgressions. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great provision for us. We thank you for sustaining us. And we thank you that in your mercy you have met our greatest need, that of forgiveness, through your Son. We pray that you might strengthen us in these truths and fill our hearts with gratitude. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.